Glorious gift. pronouncing out the name of Jesus, just His name on our lips can be amazing. It will do miracles and wonders. Just sing out Jesus. What a sweet name, Jesus. The name that was given to us.
Chapter 1, verse 5. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. It says, "And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth, to Him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by His blood, and made us a kingdom, priests to His God and Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, He is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see Him, even those who pierced Him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of Him. Even so, Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." Yes, Lord Jesus, You came down, You love us, You freed us from our sins. You have made us priests to God. You have made us a royal priesthood, a holy nation, that we may declare Your praises. You have called us from darkness into Your wonderful light. Jesus, we praise You. To You be the all glory, all honor, all power. Your name is above every other name. Every sickness will bow at Your feet. Jesus, there is healing in Your name. There is peace in Your name. There is healing. You are the Prince of Peace. You are a wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. You are the Father to the fatherless. You bind up the brokenhearted. Jesus, You are closer than our brother. Jesus, You are here in this place. Closer. So much closer.
Savior, Just a breath away. You are here.
for you to bring what you have in your heart. This is it. He's here. He's here with grace and wonder-working power. Come on, if you need to speak to your God this morning, this is the time.
You know, we are so privileged this morning that we know the name of Jesus, right? It's not just a name. It's the name above every other name. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it says, salvation is found in no other name but the name of Jesus. That name determines your eternal destiny, where you will spend eternity. Salvation is found in no other name, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Okay? Not just for salvation, but for everything else. In John chapter 14, verse 13, John 14, verse 13, Jesus himself says, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. Verse 14, you may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. Wow. Isn't that a great promise? Yeah. Jesus said, ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. Wonderful. Let's take hold of this morning. We've been exalting the name of Jesus. All right? In His name there is salvation. If you don't know that you have your sins forgiven and the gift of eternal life, then today is the day of salvation. Say, Jesus, I trust in You for salvation. You died on the cross. You rose again from the dead. And I believe in You and You alone. There's no other God. Salvation will be Yours. I turn away from my sins. Whatever your problem is this morning, whether it is healing or provision or whatever it is, Jesus said, ask Me anything in My name and I will do it. You know, this is not, you go to the shops and they sell their stuff and they say, you know, no warranty, no guarantee, no returns. Once you've bought it, if it works, sorry, that's it. But Jesus is saying, ask Me anything in My name. Can we do that this morning? Yeah, let's come and get hold of what God is promising us. Amen.
You broke the darkness with Your light. You cast the stars into the sky. You breathed Your life into mankind, Creator God. You saw It's your face I see.